Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
When Matthew Banks was in graduate school, he loved to run. Not just in the moment, but the way it made him feel after. The runner's high.
And that was fascinating to me, that something like exercise could produce that high. And so in pharmacy school, we learned that drugs can work in the brain to produce a similar high.
A high so strong, it can hijack our brains. Combined with his pharmacy background, he launched on a research path. How can scientists, in a lab, evaluate new treatments for substance use disorder?
Substance use is a really complex mental health disorder, and so we were interested in pulling down specific aspects of that into our laboratory.
The process they developed wound up being pretty straightforward. They start by giving rats the drug. The rats become hooked, and given the option between the drug and food, they consistently choose the drug. That's the baseline. Then the scientists introduced the treatment, which in this case was a new vaccine for fentanyl.
So what we saw was a rat that was vulnerable to taking fentanyl under normal conditions, when we administered the fentanyl vaccine, the rats almost completely stopped taking fentanyl and took almost exclusively food.
In other words, it worked. The vaccine blunted the effects of the high, opening up space in the brain for other thoughts, like, for the rats, I should feed myself. But in humans, maybe that's, I should go to work, or I should spend time with my kids.
You have now given these food or job or family opportunities to compete with the drug of abuse. And then once they start competing effectively, then you're on that positive path.
The result is not all that different from other medically assisted treatments on the market. But according to the National Safety Council, more people in the U.S. die from drug overdoses than car accidents. And Jerry Muller, a physician and researcher at VCU, says any additional treatment is a good thing.
Because we need every option we can possibly get to treat this epidemic, because it's killing so many Americans.
If the vaccine is eventually approved for human use, Muller sees it as a potential good choice for patients who are already clean. He could vaccinate them against the opioid. Then, if they relapse, they wouldn't get high. Muller says it could keep a slip up from becoming a full-on resurgence. And it could save lives. People who relapse are at higher risk of overdosing.
People who are abstinent, they lose their tolerance to opioids. And so if they go back out and use the same amount of drugs that they were using before, they die.
The VCU team has published their results in the journal Neuropsychopharmacology. A company in California is doing clinical trials for the vaccine. In the meantime, Matthew Banks' team, including his lab of rats, is ready to evaluate the next potential treatment for opioid abuse. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopain.